Welcome to the Social Media Weekend Update for January 27, 2018. My name is Kelly Noble Mirabella. This is Business as Unusual, and on the Weekend Update, I get you up to date on all the news, rumors, and updates in social media land quickly and efficiently so you can get in, get informed, and get back to that nice weekend. This week, we have news and updates from Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Media Manager Pro Live. Social media managers are becoming an increasingly critical role in all businesses, large and small. But while the opportunity to build profitable business is greater than ever, competition is fierce and the pitfalls are many. And that, my friends, is exactly why we are hosting this Social Media Manager Live Pro in San Diego on Saturday, March 3rd. This is a half-day workshop that includes lunch as well. Woohoo! We'll be covering finding clients, pricing your services and client expectations, scaling agency growth, plus becoming an influencer. The venue is small, so space is limited, and we will sell out. You can learn more and grab your ticket at stellar247.media/pro-live. Now on with the show. Instagram is rolling out a new feature that will notify users when you screen capture or screen record their stories. Prior to warning the content creator, you will be prompted with a warning stating that the next time you do a screenshot, the user will be notified. So you do get a warning. So if you are one of those people who screenshot just to take credit for someone else's work, first of all, shame on you. And secondly, your time is up. But for the rest of us that we just like to screenshot because we like to keep something in our file for inspiration or maybe share out and give credit where credit is due, not really a big deal, right? Because even if the creator is getting notified, we don't mind if they know because we're not doing anything wrong. Now, GIFs are coming to Instagram stories. Actually, they're already here. A while back, I reported that Giphy was working on a new project in conjunction with Instagram. Well, it's finally here. Instagram now has GIF stickers for stories. Yay! I know I'm excited. These are fun, small animations you can add to your stories. To access them, all you have to do is create your story, click into your stickers, click on the GIF, then select your GIF sticker. You size and move them around just like any other sticker that you would put on your story. Now, I have personally been using the hell out of these. Not only are they eye-catching, aka thumb-stopping, but they are also super fun. But then again, I'm a GIF addict. Hello, my name is Kelly Noble Mirabella, and I am addicted to GIFs. It has been 24 hours since I used my last GIF. Anyways, you can read the official announcement on the show notes. Photos and video in any dimension to hit Instagram soon. Instagram will soon allow users to upload photos and video in any dimension and not have to worry about cropping to fit the square. This is from their official announcement, it says, in the coming weeks, we're also rolling out the ability to upload photos and videos of any size to your story. Oh, so this is for stories. So you never have to crop that group shot again. When you go to upload a photo or video, you'll be able to share it in its original dimensions, whether it's square, portrait, or landscape. Any extra room will be filled with custom color gradient, and you can always zoom in on the photo to fill the screen. So there you go. All right, next we're gonna be talking about Snapchat. So Snapchat is making it easier to share stories outside of the platform and with people who do not use Snapchat, but it's limited. The feature is only available with official stories, unpartnered stories, and search stories. According to The Next Web, quote, official stories can be viewed outside of Snapchat for just 24 hours, the other two last longer, and they can stay up for a whole 30 days. By the way, if you want a decent explanation into the complicated world of story types, be sure to check out the resource to the actual Next Web article in the show notes. Onward to Twitter news. Twitter is using machine learning to auto-crop images. So if you're sick of crappy auto-cropping when you tweet out images on Twitter, you are in luck. Twitter is not going to be using machine learning to better crop photos so that the best part of the photo will be seen on the Twitter feed. Check out the difference machine learning makes, and you can learn more about this new feature on their official blog announcement. Link is in the show notes. Now, Google is up to stuff as well. Google is experimenting with a new app called Bulletin. Google is testing this new tool called Bulletin, which will allow anyone to publish local news stories and events according to a report by Slate. According to the official Bulletin website, quote, Bulletin is a free, lightweight app for telling a story by capturing photos, video clips, and text right from your phone, published straight to the web without having to create a blog or build a website. If you are comfortable taking photos or sending messages, you can create a Bulletin story. Bulletin is currently in a limited pilot available in Nashville, Tennessee, and Oakland, California. So if you'd like to learn more and request early access, check out the link in my show notes. On to Facebook news. Facebook to roll out new tools in response to the EU privacy laws. Facebook has made a commitment to add 10,000 more safety and security personnel, as well as creating a new privacy center in response to the new EU regulations for the General Data Protection Regulation, the GDPR, that looks to give Europeans more control over their information and how companies use that data. Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg said at a recent Facebook event in Brussels, "We're rolling out a new privacy center globally that will put the core privacy settings for Facebook in one place and make it much easier for people to manage their data." You can read more about this announcement on the show notes. YouTube has made changes to monetization policies. In an effort to please advertisers and curtail abuse, YouTube has made significant changes to its partner program and monetization policies. Quote, previously, channels had to reach 10,000 total views to be eligible for the YouTube Partner Program, the YPP, end quote. Now, new channels will need to have 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of watch time within the past 12 months to be eligible for ads. These changes will start to be enforced on February 20th, 2018. Along with these changes, YouTube will now be manually reviewing Google preferred videos and only allowing ads on manually verified videos that meet their ad-friendly requirements. If you're wanting to dive into the details about this announcement, check out the official announcement from YouTube. I have a link, of course, in the show notes. Woo! You guys, that just about took it all out of me. We ran through the news pretty quick. Let me know if you have any questions. If you're reading the show notes today, you can comment on my blog with your questions. If you're listening on Anchor, feel free to call in, or you can reach out to me on any of the big social networks via my username at Stellar247. If you are listening and you enjoy my podcast, please consider taking a moment and giving me a 5-star review on iTunes. Those things are super duper hard to come by, and I could really use the help getting some more. By the way, thank you to all of those of you, I have 11 right now, who have given me testimonials and reviews on iTunes. You guys rock. Virtual fist pump. Just blew it up and everything. All right. By the way, I'm going to have the show notes listed in the description for today's show, so check that out. And in the meantime, as always, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and have a stellar day.